Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and we're about to get into what Rakeem had to say yesterday. But we should probably mention that Top 5 Tuesday is being handled by Dylan today, and these lists are always pretty controversial. Do you want to reveal what your list is yet?
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and light the fire here.
Absolutely.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
So, what was it? Was that... a couple weeks ago. Allie, when was you? Did you have top five? No, you had top five 2 weeks ago, right?
I did it last week.
Yeah, so mine was 2 weeks ago.
And yours was the one about the...
leftovers you're not going to touch from Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going opposite.
Let's go.
I'm going with the Thanksgiving sides where there will be no leftovers. The best Thanksgiving sides. My top five coming up at 7:40.
It's got to be a very simple list, but something tells me it will not.
There's going to be something on there that everyone's going to be like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's all right, maybe not. We'll see.
We'll see. That will happen, like Dylan mentioned, at 7:40 this morning. So after the Falcons got a win in New Orleans, we had a lot of questions regarding the offense. There was a lot of debate yesterday and the trade. Raheem Morris did talk with the media, and he explained why the changes happened with Kirk Cousins.
It just kind of matter what you think you need in order to go out and win that football game. You know, some of the concepts, some of the things that we do with Kirk, some of the ways we're able to create the pocket for Kirk to, you know, Kirk's going to be there. You know, we know that. And like, so be able to make him nice and comfy and cozy in that pocket. Things we want to do in our protection schemes and things of that nature. Like, I think all those things factored in. But it was like, how do we get the best version of all of our guys and all of our and our quarterback and find a way to go out there and get a win? And I got to give those guys a lot of complimentary work on what they did last week, being able to get those things, even changing personnel groupings somewhat more than we were accustomed to. And like, and that wasn't because of Kurt. That was something that we wanted to do to make sure that we can get the best out of our guys.
I am glad he answered that last part, because I was curious, the 13 patch that was tied to Kirk Cousins, and I think it, to an extent it has to be tied to being under center, but you utilize, I mean, it's a completely different offense. It was a completely different offense. It was not just the fact that you're under center and or 13 personnel, but you and I have already said this morning, Bo, there's different handoff points. There's toss schemes from under center. There's inside zones, there's counterplays. It was a completely different offense. And then you play action off of those things, which, you know, it's a huge credit to what we're able to do. And I think that's one of the reasons you found some of the matchup scenarios that you did. And, you know, we talked to Arch yesterday a little bit. Did the 13 personnel always work out? No, it absolutely did not. It didn't even catch traction until the second quarter.
Yeah, I was going to say the first five plays out of it was pretty much a disaster.
Yeah. So, but it is interesting him, and for the love, it's Kirk, right? I don't know if I need to keep going down that road.
He's saying it so confidently, it makes me think Kurt, I'm crazy.
Kurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me think I'm crazy. I'm like, man, we got to amp that up a little bit. But I think that I think it's just interesting to kind of get an inside look at the thought process, and I know that they talked a little bit about that yesterday, about the process that goes into the game plan. And yeah, I mean, just point blank, you completely changed everything you did, and it caught New Orleans off guard in a lot of different ways, and it challenged them to actually match personnel groups that you had not shown before. And I don't think that they were ready for it. And, you know, statistically, was it eye-popping? Absolutely not. But you can tell in the way they were able to come up with clutch plays that it definitely meant something.
He said it wasn't because of Kirk that they did that, that they did the different personnel groupings.
Sure.
It wasn't because of Kirk, but because Kirk was playing, I think it was easier for them to do that. Do you follow me?
Yeah, well,
like they didn't.
Like you're saying, because Kirk was under center, they were able to do those different personnel groups. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm well, not necessarily. Now that can be semantic wise. I don't mean because he got under the center. I just mean because he was in the game. They didn't. And I want to be clear. I don't think that they did it to fit it around him. I think they were able to do it because he was there. Because sometimes when you're doing stuff like that, that's where the being a veteran comes in, the knowledge of it. I just don't – it doesn't feel like Michael's there yet.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like – I know there was a lot of kind of controversy around Kirk with the Super Bowl comments last year about actually being injured. Do you feel like this past Sunday earned him some goodwill in the city of Atlanta? Do you think there's some forgiveness going around?
I don't think anybody's mind changed. To me, that's the people who already had their mind made up either way become more vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like people that want to give Kirk Cousins a chance and don't mind his – quote unquote wittiness and his jokes from last week, or thought, you know, that he's been put in a bad spot. I think that after last weekend, you become more confident about speaking up on that. You're like, dude, y'all should have given him a chance all along. I think the people that hated Kirk Cousins following Super Bowl week and didn't like, you know, his ability to read the room, quote unquote, last week. I think you're going to kind of stand down a little bit. You're not going to be, well, I was wrong. It's just like, you're going to take a week. And let's be real. It only lasts for a few days. Like, yeah. You're going to have those conversations around Thanksgiving table tomorrow about Kirk Cousins Thursday. Kirk Cousins and or Michael Penix. And then, you know, you play a Jets defense this weekend that could make him look bad. And then you're going to be right. The vocal people on the other side are going to be right back to talking about the same thing.
So what you're telling me is Kirk is allowed to joke in his Wednesday press conference?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the people who felt like that still feel like that.
It has not changed either way.
Well, I'm telling you that he's allowed. He can do whatever the hell he wants in his own press conference. If he wants to joke,
I tend to agree
that's
with
fine.
That.
If he wants to light his hair on fire and say, look at me, blah, 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 then he can do that too.
I'm not going that far.
I don't really care.
Let's not do anything crazy. You know what I mean? Like let me be clear. There is definitely a point with which I will get irritated with a quarterback in a press conference. Absolutely. I'm not telling you that he can do whatever he wants to. Just this past week, I didn't really mind the fact that he was lighthearted about the injury report.
I agree. And I think you watch the game play out, and look, let's be clear, everybody. I think a lot of people need to calm down. Just because you got what you wanted as far as what the offense looked like formation wise, doesn't mean you got the production that you needed to beat a good team or won't every week, right? That's the reality of it. But I do feel that as the game went on, he felt himself a little bit. He started feeling like the flow and kind of got in. The play action throw to Mooney and on the post route that goes for the touchdown, he had Pitts and he wanted to go there underneath, and he looked up and was like, oh crap. I got to do this. And he absolutely phenomenal. And to me, like, Mike, I know you've played with these guys that when they get their confidence starts to coming back and they can remember that they can do it and they've got all the tools physically and mentally, then you start making these gains, right? And you start, that's where the offense can really take a step forward.
Yeah, there's really no doubt about that. And I think that it's not just Kirk. I think it's the offense as a whole. Tegan Quatoriano saw more snaps this week than he's seen in his entire time with the Atlanta Falcons, right? And so I think that all of a sudden you get into 13 personnel reps and maybe they throw a fold block in there instead of a zone block, right? And maybe Tegan Quatoriano feels more confident in his time on the field. And maybe it's like, oh, you know what? I didn't play with balance last week. I'm going to play with a little more balance, and I'm going to, you know, I got this guy this week. And it all builds. It's not just Kirk. Like this new under center timing. And you and I looked at a block from Matthew Bergeron earlier on a toss play. Yeah. Matthew Bergeron thinks that Bijan's going to be in one place, and he's not. And so it kind of Bergeron's kind of looking in the backfield after the tackle, like didn't expect him to be there. You'll go back, watch the tape. You'll watch the film. He'll be more confident firing off on a little bit more tight of an angle next time they call that play with a toss play.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's almost like a preseason kind of thing.
Really? You want to do that right now?
Well, I don't. No. I'm not saying they should have played them in the preseason. What I'm saying is that it felt like a preseason fill because you just changed the offense. You just added a bunch of stuff you've not ran in real game action at all, at any point, not even last year, and you did it in a game against. Look, that's not a terrible defense. Like, they're not awful. They've got a lot of really good players around it. Their numbers are bad because they've been on the field a lot because their offense is really bad, and somehow they stayed on the field 32 minutes against us. But that's a different conversation. I think we'll break into that maybe at 7 o'clock of why that is happening, but. So you did pretty good for the first few times ever running it, right, in live action.
Well, that's twofold. There's two parts of that conversation, I think, guys. Like, yeah, we're going to get more confident as we do it, but you know who else is watching that tape and critiquing it? The New York Jets. The New York Jets are looking at it going, yeah, when they run this action in the backfield, when they're in this formation, when they're in this personnel, they're more likely to do this. And I think it's really what we've been yearning for all along is to make the defense ask questions. Right? I mean, that's the whole purpose of game planning and doing things differently is to make the defense ask questions. If I could boil down my gripes this season to one thing, it's not pistol. It's not it's the fact that the defense never has to ask questions when we were on the field offensively. There's no oh man, this personnel, that personnel. Like, our tendencies were so black and white leading up to this game. That was so irritating to me. And yet, you know, I think we did a good job stepping away from that. We have to operate at a higher level. But you did a good job stepping outside of that and at least asking New Orleans to scratch their head for a second and wonder what was going on.
How many times do you think they threw out of the 13 personnel? Maybe five times?
I was going to say, I mean, it's less than 10.
Yeah.
Just breaking down into the numbers got to be less than 10.
Because that's the thing for me. The thing that I think really stood out was Cousins' ability when they did throw the football to process, because they were heating him up and they were getting home, and he did a really good job of, is it there? No. Boom.
They blitzed him on the David Sills throw. Charlie Warner right there in his lap. Crazy.
Well, and obviously Mike and Bo have been looking over the film, seeing what's a little bit different when they can look at everything. So they've got the good, bad, and ugly coming up at 7. We'll label those. And coming up, ESPN is backing off their deadline. We'll cover that in my Mac drop. New game called Stuffing or Bluffing. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.